You still have another day or so to pick up a gift for the woman in your life for Mother's Day. So what better gift for the stressed out and underappreciated mom than a nice bottle of wine? Well, with the seasons changing, a nice rosé could be the perfect choice.
Okay, I'm waiting. Who's buying? Joining us to talk about some options, syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg with WTOP's Wine of the Week. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Hillary.
So, why do you suggest a rosé?
Well, first of all, it's spelled the same as roses.
Oh, that's
so
true.
You can just say, oh, I meant to get you roses, but rosé got in the way. Secondly, these are beautiful wines. They're typically made from popular Rhone varietals like Grenache, Mourvèdre, Syrah. And it's got the body of a red wine and the crispness of a white wine. So the versatility of these wines are fantastic. Sure to please any mom in your life.
Oh, well, you have your favorites here for this week. Where do you want to start?
Well, you know, the perennial favorite around our house this time of year is the non-vintage Domaine Chandon Sparkling Rosé. No surprise there, right? From Napa Valley, it's a blend of Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, and Pinot Meunier. This is beautiful. It's made in that wonderful champagne style. So you get ripe strawberry, juicy watermelon, and raspberry. Just hit the front of your tongue like a kid hitting a water slide. Just right on in. The bright notes of red cherry fruit, and they just bring up the rear, the vibrant, refreshing finish. Beautiful little bubbles carry it all the way across. $16.
Wow.
That's a great value.
That is a great value.
Yeah, I love this one.
Is Scott, are any rosés made from Cabernet grapes?
Not many, but I found one.
Ah.
Would you like it?
Yes, I would.
How about the 2014 Mulderbosch Cabernet Sauvignon Rosé from the Stellenbosch region of South Africa? Now, this has notes of raspberry and bright scents of fresh strawberry on the aroma, on the bouquet. And then they're also carried through straight through on the palate. Beautiful little touch of wet stone, minerality, juicy acidity just threads its way through this wine on the crisp finish. This is going to blow you away. $10. It's a fantastic wine for $10. But again, it's a rosé made from Cabernet Sauvignon. A little unusual, but I really liked it.
All right. Well, let's go to Spain for the next one.
Okay. How about the 2014 Arayan Rosé, or as we say in Spain, Rosado.
Nice.
Now, this hails from the famous Ribera del Duero region of Spain, a blend of Syrah and Merlot. And this has just got a really perfumey aroma of bright strawberry and kiwi. And then in the mouth, you get little juicy flavors of red raspberry, a little repeat of that watermelon we talked about before, strawberry fruit, just beautifully lightly textured, medium body profile. This is great for a hot summer day. $15.
Hmm. Now, Provence and rosés kind of go hand in hand, don't they?
Well, you know, it's the proverbial home of rosé when I think of Provence. So the 2014 Château d'Esclans Côtes de Provence Whispering Angel Rosé. This is beautiful. By the way, it's all the rage right now in the Hamptons, or so I'm told. And it takes its name from the 19th century chapel that was located on the vineyard property where two cherubs adorn the wall. But the nose is fresh and pure, sweet notes of raspberry, strawberry, completely dry wine. So you get these fruit flavor profiles of wild strawberry, little red cherry, and peach on the palate, which is beautiful. It's fresh, bright, long, clean finish. $22.
All right. Want to know all the wine that you want to drink with your next meal? You can check out all Scott's wine recommendations on WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.
Salud 644.